the roar from the fans still ringing in their ears, Tex caught up to him and clapped him on the back.
"You nailed it," the guitarist said, in his whiskey-smooth southern drawl. "Speeding up the last verse was genius. I had to hustle to keep up with you, but it added a fan-fucking-tastic punch to the end of the set."
Noah pushed aside his thoughts of summer and gave Tex a fake, "aw, shucks," grin.
"Stop, you're making me blush."
Tex just laughed as he used his tattooed forearm to wipe the sweat off his forehead. But Connor turned and spoke over his shoulder as he walked next to Zach in front of them.
"I have to admit, man, you surprised me. Sitting in your pocket most of the song, keeping the beat rock solid like a fucking machine. I kept expecting you to explode with one of your ridiculously complicated licks, but you hit us with that subtle increase in tempo instead. It was perfect."
Their words of praise flowed through him, easing some of the tension that had knotted his shoulders since he'd seen that flash of Strawberry Blonde. Though, if he were being honest with himself, he'd been tense for about the last 8 months, since Chicago. It needed to stop. He needed to get past whatever the hell seeing Summer again had done to him. He should be over the fucking moon right now. He was the drummer for not one, but two successful bands, raking in money and surrounded by adoring fans. Instead, he was obsessing over what had happened 11 years ago, when the girl he thought he'd end up marrying walked straight into the arms of another man. A blur of long blonde hair whipping past him distracted him from his thoughts as his sister Eden rushed over to throw herself at Tex with a huge smile on her face.
"You were amazing!"
Her blue eyes, a shade darker than Noah's own, were bright with adoration as she looked up at his bandmate. Tex grinned, lifting her up so she could wrap her legs around his waist while he planted his lips on hers. When Eden buried her hands in Tex's long, sun-bleached brown hair and deepened the kiss, Noah looked away. A half-smile, half-grimace twisted his mouth. After his initial reservations, he was finally getting used to the fact his little sister was dating one of his best friends. Realizing how happy she and Tex made each other had played a significant part in his coming around to the idea. And he'd known the guy for 15 years. The guitarist would treat Eden right, even if being with a musician wasn't what he'd originally wanted for her. After all, he'd learned the hard way the problems it could cause. Noah's half-smile faded as an image of Summer intruded into his thoughts again. Summer, the girl he'd stupidly thought he'd end up making a life with. It had been over a decade since she'd broken his heart, while he'd been on Fractured's first tour. Seeing her again in Chicago while he was performing with his other band Crossfire had shaken him to his core, thrown him into a pit of painful memories he was still trying to drag himself out of. His mind circled back to that night 8 months ago, to how his heart had kicked so hard in his chest at the sight of her seafoam green eyes and rose-gold waves of hair that he'd lost his breath for a second. To how when her gaze had locked with his, it was as if 11 years hadn't passed. As if they were both still 18, and she was waiting for him to finish his set so he could take her back to his truck and make love to her in the bed of it, underneath the stars. The way he used to. But then her eyes had dropped, and she turned her head away. The pain Noah had thought he'd gotten over years ago had billowed through him again, as if it had been there, buried deep in his chest all along. Because she wasn't his anymore. And hadn't been for a very long time. Even knowing that, Noah hadn't been able to stop himself chasing her down at the end of the concert, needing to know what she was doing there. Part of him hoping she'd tell him she'd come to see him. Irritated at himself for his disappointment when it turned out she hadn't even known he was in Crossfire. Though he tried his best to appear unaffected when he'd spoken to her, the rush of painful memories had made him curt. Her friend's eyes had darted between the two of them in amazed curiosity, and it had been her that dropped the information that Summer had just gotten divorced. A comment that had earned her a horrified look from Summer. But Noah's jaw had clenched at the reminder that she'd chosen someone other than him to share her life with. And not just anyone. Someone he'd used to think of as a friend. He'd used that anger to pull himself back from her, to stop himself grabbing her and demanding an explanation right then and there as to why she'd broken it off with him all those years ago, why she'd run to Deacon. Instead, he did what he'd always done, pushed the anger and hurt down as far as...